Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A pious person mentions his own story. He says, I lived on the side of a hill with one of my friends and we spent most of our time in salah and ibadah. My friend lived on grass, etc. But for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had arranged as a special favor that a doe, a female deer, would visit me every day. It would come and stand next to me. I would drink its milk and it would go away. One day, my friend who lived a little further away from my place came to me and said, a group of travelers have come to stay at a nearby place. Let us go to them. We might get some milk and other food from them. At first, I refused to go with him, but when he insisted, I agreed. We went and they fed us very well. We then returned to our places. Since that day, I waited for the doe to come at its usual time, but it never did. Many days passed, but the doe did not come. I realized that because I did not rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped the food which used to come to me without me having to worry about it. The story is quite instructive. Sometimes we lose the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owing to our greed. Although seeking help from people brings immediate apparent benefits, its evil effects deprive us of many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are being bestowed upon us without our asking for them and without our feeling obliged to Him. That is why Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is to make the following dua. O Allah, just as you have protected my head from bowing to anyone other than you, so guard my tongue, O Allah, against asking favors from anyone other than yourself. Ameen, O Allah. SubhanAllah.